Welcome back. Today we're getting into a really specific, really useful jungle skill, making a mid-bass line feel like it's performing with the break, using groove pull tricks in Ableton Live 12. This is intermediate territory. You already know how to write a bass line and pick a sound. The upgrade is, instead of modulating your mid with a big obvious LFO wobble, we're going to create movement from micro-timing and dynamics, the same way those old records feel alive. The bass isn't just on the grid, it leans, it pushes, it pulls, and it kind of talks back to the drums. The goal is classic rolling jungle or old-school DnB vibes. Swingy, slightly unruly, but still locked. Tight where it matters, chaotic where it helps. Here's the big idea before we touch anything. The groove pull isn't just for drums. If you extract groove from your break, then apply that groove to your mid-bass MIDI, you basically steal the break's pocket. Then, if you route velocity into your sound, those groove-generated velocity changes become tonal modulation. So the groove isn't just moving notes in time, it's shaping the character of each hit. Alright, let's set up. First, tempo. Put your track somewhere around 165 to 172 BPM. I like 170 as a sweet spot for this lesson. Pick a key. Old DnB often lives around F, F sharp, or G. Any key works, but pick one so you're not guessing later. Now grab a break. Amen. Think. Hot pants, whatever you're building around. Warp it cleanly. This is important. If your break is drifting, your extracted groove is going to be inconsistent, and then your bass starts feeling like it's late in random places. So take a moment and make sure the break is tight and consistent. Next, write a simple bass line. One bar or two bars. Keep it basic, because we're going to generate movement with groove and dynamics, not with fancy note spam. A classic starting point is root, fifth, octave. So if you're an F, F1, C2, F2, rhythm-wise, think mostly 8 notes, with a couple of 16th pickups. The pickups are where jungle comes alive. Don't overdo it. Give it room to breathe. Now we split into two layers, sub and mid. This is the whole tight low-end, dancing mid philosophy. Make your sub layer first. Create a MIDI track. Drop an operator, set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep the envelope clean, shortish release, like 80 to 140 milliseconds. You want weight, not a tail that smears over the kick. After operator, add saturator, just a touch, like 2 to 5 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on. This helps the sub translate without turning it into fuzz. Then EQ8, low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. The sub's job is to be stable and simple. If it's fighting the mid, you lose impact. Now duplicate that MIDI track and turn the duplicate into your MID bass. For the mid, use wave-eatable or analog. Wave-eatable is a great choice because it can do that biting, res-adjacent jungle mid without much effort. Pick a basic shape or a gritty wave-eatable. Keep unison light, like 2 to 4 voices with low amount. We're not making trance supersaws, we're making a mid that can sit inside a break. High pass the mid around 90 to 120 Hz so it doesn't step on the sub. This is key. The mid can move around a lot, but the sub is your anchor. Build a simple mid chain. Think. Auto filter for motion, then amp for grit, then saturator for harmonics, EQ8 to shape, and maybe a compressor if it's too jumpy. Now the fun part. We're going to steal the pocket from the break. Click your break clip. In clip view, find the groove area and choose extract groove. Ableton creates a groove file based on that break's micro timing. Open the groove pool. Find your extracted groove in the list. It's usually named after the clip. Now select your MID bass MIDI clip. In clip view, set the groove dropdown to your extracted groove. And here's a big teaching point. Don't commit yet. We dial it in first. In the groove pool, you've got a few parameters that matter most for jungle mid-bass feel. Timing, velocity, random, and bass. Let's set starting values that actually work at 170 BPM. Timing. Start around 20 to 35%. If you go 60, 80, 100 right away, it's going to sound like the bass is late. Jungle swing is usually more subtle than people think. Velocity. Start around 10 to 25%. This is huge. This is what makes the bass speak, especially once we route velocity into tone. Random. Keep it low, like 5 to 15%. Breaks can handle chaos. Bass usually can't. If the bass loses consistency, your whole track loses its center. Bass. Try 1/16. That division often catches the shuffle and push-pull that breaks naturally have. Now listen with just the break and the mid-bass. Not full mix, just those two. You're checking. Does it feel like the bass is sitting inside the break's pocket, or is it flamming the snare in an ugly way? And if you notice a nasty flam against the snare, don't assume the whole groove is wrong. Usually it's one or two notes. You can fix that later with tiny manual nudges, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Now let's turn groove into modulation. Because if you only change timing, you can get this mistake vibe. Timing plus velocity is where it turns into style. We want velocity to change the tone, not just the loudness. Option A. Velocity to filter cutoff. Clean and controllable. On the mid track, add auto filter. Set it to a low pass or even a character filter if you want bite. Put cutoff somewhere like 200 to 900 HE depending on the patch, and set resonance modestly, maybe 10 to 25%. Now we need velocity to move that cutoff. If your instrument has modulation routing for velocity to filter, use that. But here's a universal stock method. Add expression, control before your instrument or before the filter, depending on how you like to map. Put expression control on the mid track. Map velocity to a macro, and map that macro to auto filter cutoff. Keep the range small. Think in a little bit of talk, not wah-wah effect. You're aiming for articulation on accents. Now when groove pool changes the velocity of certain hits, those hits will open the filter a little more. That's your mid-bass modulation, driven by groove. Option B. Velocity to drive, for gritty old school bark. Put saturator after the instrument. Use expression control again. Velocity to macro, macro to saturator drive. Small range, like 0 to plus 6 dB. Now the louder groove hits don't just get louder, they get dirtier. That's classic. You can even do both. Velocity nudges the filter and the drive at the same time, but keep both ranges subtle so it stays musical. Now, really important rule. Keep the sub tight while the mid swings. The easiest method. Don't apply groove to the sub at all. Leave the sub midi straight. Let the mid do the dancing. If you really want some shared movement, you can apply the same groove to the sub, but with super low timing, like 5 to 15% maximum. Any more and your low end starts feeling like it's dragging. Next, note length. This is the secret people forget. Groove moves start times, but your ear reads phrasing through gaps. If every note is long and connected, the groove won't read clearly. So go into the MIDI editor and shorten some notes, especially offbeat 16th pickups. Even a tiny rest before a hit can feel like more swing than timing ever will. At this point, once it feels good, commit the groove. Print it into the MIDI so you can edit it intentionally. In the groove pool, hit commit for that mid-bass clip. Now the notes physically move in the piano roll. This is where you do jungle-style editing. Delete one note every bar, add a quick pickup, or extend one note into a glide. You keep the performance feel, but you start arranging with intention. Now let's make it feel like a record, not a loop. Here's an arrangement approach that works fast. Intro, 16 bars. Sub only, or a very tight mid, almost straight. Minimal movement. Drop, 32 bars. Bring in the mid with your pocket groove. Maybe timing around 30%, velocity around 20%. Variation, next 16. Push timing up to 40 or 45, add a tiny bit more random, maybe 10%. This makes it feel like the track is getting excited without changing the actual notes much. And here's a pro move, groove crossfade without automation. Duplicate the same mid-bass clip 3 times, one tight, one pocket, one rowdy. Then arrange them in 8-bar blocks like call and response. It feels like a live bassist getting more aggressive over time. Let's glue it to the drums. Group your bass tracks, sub and mid together, and put glue compressor on the group. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or something like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks, just enough to make them feel like one instrument. On the mid specifically, you can add a compressor sidechained from the kick and snare, or from the break, keep it subtle, 1 to 3 dB. The mid will still groove, but it won't mask the drum transients. Now, common mistakes to avoid. First, grooving the sub too hard. That's how you get flabby low end and a weak relationship with the kick. Keep sub mostly straight. Second, timing at 60 to 100% instantly. At 170 BPM, that's not swing, that's late. Start low and creep up. Third, using groove without velocity interaction. Then you only get timing wobble, not modulation. Route velocity to filter or drive so the groove actually changes tone. Fourth, over-randomizing. If the bass loses repeatability, your listener loses the thread. Keep random low. Fifth, ignoring note length. Shorten some hits. Add a couple intentional gaps. Let it breathe. Now a couple spicy extras if you want darker, heavier jungle without losing the old vibe. Try corpus on the mid, but extremely low mix, like 5 to 15%. 2 or B mode. Tune it close to the key. It adds this metallic edge that feels like old hardware. Try auto filter in notch mode with tiny movement, and map velocity to the notch frequency. Accents become hollow vowel-ish shifts. Super sick behind breaks. If you're in Live 12, roar can be amazing, but keep it restrained. Distort a mid-band, keep the lows clean, and use expression control so velocity slightly increases drive. Now groove pull velocity literally turns into snarl on small speakers. And one discipline rule, mid-mono management. Put utility on the bass group and use bass mono around 120 Hz. Low end stays solid while the mids still dance. Let's wrap with a quick practice drill. Load an amen or think break. Extract the groove. Make two groove versions in the groove pool. Groove A. Timing 25%. Velocity 15%. Random 5%. Groove B. Timing 45%. Velocity 30%. Random 10%. Write a simple two-bar mid-bass pattern with at least one short pickup note and one intentional gap. Apply groove A for the first 16 bars of your drop. Switch to groove B for the next 16. Route velocity to filter cutoff, and also to drive if you can. Then commit the groove, and manually fix only two notes that clash with the snare pocket. That's the discipline. You're not perfecting everything, you're keeping the performance and just removing the ugly moments.